Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2442. Why are carbohydrates important for CrossFit? By Monica Savoro of idealnutrition.com.au. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And on Fridays, I answer your questions. Remember, you can send in a question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can send an email with your question to health@oldpodcast.com. And if you do send in a question, we'll send you a copy of our 216-page hardcover workbook, even shipped to your house totally free if you're in the U.S. Again, just email your question to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, today is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I like to share an inspirational quote with you. So with that, here we go. Quote, always make new mistakes. Esther Dyson. Now, today's topic seems like it's really only for those that participate in CrossFit. Even if you're not into CrossFit or high-intensity training, I promise you will still find this episode fascinating. So with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Why are carbohydrates important for CrossFit? By Monica Savoro of idealnutrition.com.au. CrossFit is a branded fitness program that involves, quote, constantly varied functional movements performed at high intensity, end quote. In a nutshell, the answer to why carbohydrates are so crucial for CrossFit comes down to human physiology and the energy systems predominantly involved in this type of training. Carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are made up of starches, sugars, and cellulose. Once digested, they are broken down into sugar molecules in the form of glucose. This can then be stored in the muscle and liver as glycogen, ready to be used as a quick energy source. Examples of carbohydrate-rich foods include bread, bread rolls, wraps, pasta, rice, quinoa, couscous, starchy vegetables like potatoes and sweet potatoes, fruit, as well as jams, honey, and sugar. Energy systems. Different energy systems of the body prefer different sources of fuel. Human energy systems refer to the specific mechanisms by which energy is produced and used by the body. We generate energy via three systems: the phosphagen or phosphocreatine system, the glycolytic system, and the oxidative system. Why are carbs essential for optimal performance in CrossFit? With CrossFit being a high-intensity style of training, it's predominantly a glycolytic sport, meaning it will use carbohydrates as its preferred energy source. The term glycolytic simply refers to glycolysis, which is a metabolic process involving the breakdown of carbohydrates. Carbohydrates will provide the body with a rapid and efficient energy source. This is because it can be broken down quickly enough by the body to meet the fuel demands of that high-intensity exercise, ultimately supporting optimal performance. Why aren't fats the preferred fuel source for CrossFit? When we eat fat-rich foods like salmon, avocado, nuts, seeds, and oils, they are digested and broken down by a process called fat oxidation. During high-intensity activity like CrossFit, the body's demand for oxygen increases significantly, making oxygen a limited resource. Since fat oxidation requires more oxygen compared to carbohydrate metabolism, fats can't be broken down quickly enough during high-intensity training to meet the immediate energy demands of that exercise. With a higher fat and lower carbohydrate diet, the power output of a CrossFitter can be negatively affected. While they may still be able to complete high-intensity workouts, the athlete won't be able to sustain their highest level of intensity for as long as if they had more carbohydrates on board. Secondly, quick and powerful muscle contractions often rely on immediate sources of energy, like creatine phosphate and carbohydrates, whereas fat as a fuel source is largely used for aerobic training and lower intensity efforts. It's important to note, however, that energy systems do not work one system or fuel source at a time. They work alongside each other, with varying contributions from each system depending on the overall intensity and duration of exercise, like all systems are working at once. However, depending on the type of training, there may be a significant portion of energy being generated from one system in particular. For example, glycolysis, or the breakdown of carbohydrates to form energy during a high-intensity workout, like a CrossFit workout of the day. So even though fats are an efficient source of energy, providing a higher yield of energy per gram than carbohydrates, there are limitations to their energy production when it comes to high-intensity training, such as CrossFit. Other reasons why carbs are beneficial for CrossFit. When carbohydrates are available as a fuel source, the body can spare protein. This means that the body will prioritize using carbohydrates instead of breaking down your muscle tissue for energy during exercise. Carbohydrates consumed immediately post-workout when training twice within 24 hours can also contribute to a more rapid recovery in between sessions. What do we recommend for carbohydrate intake for CrossFitters? All types of carbohydrates play an important role for competitive CrossFit athletes who are looking to optimize their performance. As a rule of thumb, carbohydrate needs increase as an athlete's training load increases. It's a good idea to choose higher quality, nutrient-dense options most of the time. However, pre-training, we want to be sure our gut feels comfortable. So in that situation, a higher sugar product would be more suitable. Overall, aim to have a relatively higher carbohydrate diet, including mostly complex, also known as low glycemic index, and nutrient-dense options in your meals. This could look like oats for breakfast, a sandwich made from whole grain bread for lunch, and brown rice or sweet potato with dinner. These sources of carbohydrates take longer to digest as they contain mostly starches and dietary fiber. Having a source of simple or high glycemic index carbohydrates that are easier to digest pre-training will mean that you have sufficient fuel on board to train optimally while minimizing gut symptoms at higher intensities. For example, a crumpet or English muffin with honey pre-training, or a fruit bar and juice. These sources of carbohydrates are quicker to digest as they are low in dietary fiber and contain mostly simple sugars. Summary. Carbohydrates are the preferred fuel source for high-intensity training such as CrossFit. Having a relatively high carbohydrate diet will support the energy and fuel demands of this sport. To optimize performance, ensure that you have enough carbohydrates available in your diet, particularly pre-training. As training volume increases, so do carbohydrate requirements. And choose a variety of types of carbohydrates specific to the timing of the meal or snack pre or post-workout. You just listened to the post titled, "Why Are Carbohydrates Important for CrossFit?" by Monica Savoro of idealnutrition.com.au, and I'll be right back with my commentary. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. All right, so the bottom line is carbohydrates are important. Really, no matter what type of exercise or activity you're doing, the body needs carbohydrates. So play around with these recommendations to see what works best for you and your body. When it comes to higher intensity activities, I found that my body, well, my stomach specifically, is particularly sensitive when it comes to what I eat and when, especially before a workout. Personally, I do find that easily digestible carbs, like a banana and some plain coffee with no milk, creamer, or sugar, about an hour before my workout seems to suit me best. Oh, and by the way, coffee really doesn't contain any noticeable carbohydrates. It's really the banana. Oh, and of course, I make sure to hydrate with just water before and after the workout too. But again, play around with these recommendations and find what works best for you and whatever optimizes your performance. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a great week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.